Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The night is surely flying. The bridegroom is surely coming. And the virgins are waiting. But are they watching? Are they prepared? To understand Jesus' parable of the 10 virgins, you have to understand a little bit about Jewish wedding customs. A man and a woman had their marriage arranged, and then they were pledged to be married to one another, like Mary was to Joseph. And at that, they were legally married. No need for a wedding ceremony. But they didn't begin living together yet. Some things had to be prepared first. The groom was responsible for choosing and preparing the new home that they would live in, for getting all things ready for his bride. And then when everything was prepared, the groom, having set a date, would get all dressed up and would start the march to the house of his bride. His friends would accompany him as they walked on their way to pick her up at her door, where she would go out with her friends to meet him, her unmarried friends and therefore virgins. And then they would walk together in one long procession to the new home prepared by the groom for the new family. And there would be a marriage feast, sometimes lasting for many days. And the couple would live together from that point on. That's the scene that Jesus pictures for us in our gospel. The day has come. The bridegroom sets out with his friends. The bride knows it's the day, and her virgin friends know that it's time to get ready to meet him when he comes. Jesus, of course, is the bridegroom who loved the church and gave himself up for her, as Paul says in Ephesians 5, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. The church is the bride, already married to the bridegroom through the waters of holy baptism, but they haven't begun their life together yet, their new married life in the joint home that they will share. The 10 virgins are the members of the church, Christians in name, although not all of them will be Christians in faith at the coming of the bridegroom. The lamps they carry are the burning light of faith, which makes them ready to go out and meet the bridegroom and enter the marriage hall with him. And the oil for their lamps is that which feeds faith, the Word of God, the means of grace, the gospel in word and sacraments. To take this oil along with them is to live daily in contrition and repentance, to live and be served regularly by the ministry of the Word, to stay close to the gospel. All the virgins in the parable begin with faith. All of them know that the bridegroom is coming, and all of them are waiting for his arrival, eager to meet him. They know that he's coming. So they take their lamps out into the dark streets of this world to wait for him, so that when he arrives, they can meet him and join the procession to the new home to join in the marriage feast. They all know that he's coming, but no one knows exactly when. And so five of these virgins, take extra oil along with them just in case His coming is delayed, and it is. They take extra oil along with them. These five represent the Christians who know that the Christian life will not be glamorous, glorious, and spectacular. They know that the Christian life is about waiting. It's not about the bridegroom arriving as soon as they go out. It's about waiting and being ready for when he comes and for a coming that is delayed. It's about keeping faith burning, the steady light of faith for sometimes 70 years or 80 years or 90 years or more. And if you know that, then your life will be about doing the things that keep that lantern, that lamp of faith burning. Then your life will revolve around the pulpit and the font and the table, which doesn't mean spending 24/7 in the church building. But it does mean living your life, drowning the old Adam each day through repentance. The old Adam who was first drowned in the waters of holy baptism and needs a drowning every day. And rising again each day to live a new and holy life. It's about staying close to God's word. Hearing the gospel, being served by the ministry of the word, receiving the sacrament, the Lord's Supper, and then it's about doing it all over again and again and again, because this faith has to burn for a long time. His coming may be delayed. And so it's about passing it on to your children and to other people's children, so that they can be ready whenever the bridegroom comes, and he may be delayed and you may get sleepy, so you need to have extra oil along. That's what these five virgins do. They're far from perfect, but they're very wise. The other five virgins were foolish. They take no extra oil along, just what they have in their lamps at the moment. They figure the bridegroom will come right away. Whatever they have in their lamps right now, that will do. It'll be enough. They expect him to come right away. That'll be exciting. That'll be glorious. That'll be wonderful. And we'll start the party. We'll start the celebration. Wonderful. Who needs to be prepared? Who needs to worry about him taking a while? Why do we need to listen to this same old thing all the time? Law and gospel, Holy Communion every week. Because he's coming any time now, any moment. And I've heard the gospel. I know it. That'll be enough. But you see, the gospel is more than a little bit of information. You may know some information. You may know a lot of information about the Bible and about the gospel, but the gospel is not just information. The gospel is absolution. And unless you're done sinning, you always need that. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to all who believe. The gospel is the fuel and the food for faith. It's the voice of the bridegroom to his bride off in the distance. I'm coming. Wait for me. But his coming is delayed. Jesus told his disciples that it would be. And so all 10 virgins become drowsy and fall asleep. But this sleep isn't the sinful sleep that Scripture talks about in other places, not for these five wise virgins at least. This is the peaceful sleep that can come for those who have brought along plenty of oil. This is the peaceful sleep that a believer can fall into each night without worrying, without fear. This is the sleep of being able to go about your business throughout the week, of being able to work hard in your vocation, whatever it may be. This is the peaceful sleep of being able to even have fun once in a while, because you've been tending to your faith all along, because you've stayed close to the means of grace that God has given you and placed in your midst. For some, this is even the sleep of death, a peaceful sleep that left the light of faith burning even while the body grew weary and died. No problem. When the bridegroom returns and his voice goes out, those sleepers will awake and find their light burning right where they left it. But for the foolish virgins, their sleep is their doom. Because although they're waiting for the bridegroom, they're waiting unprepared. They're careless about their faith and their use of the means of grace, and they don't even realize it because they're asleep. The midnight cry comes. The bridegroom is here. Come out to meet him. The virgins all awake. They trim their lamps and get them ready. And the five foolish virgins look and realize with horror that all they've got left is a smoldering wick. And they scramble at the last minute and ask their friends, the five wise virgins, to share some of their oil, but it's too late. You can't share your faith with other people. And at that time, you won't be able to share the means of grace either. It'll be too late when the call comes, when the midnight cry sounds. The wise virgins can't help the foolish ones, nor can the foolish ones get to the dealers in time. Their fate is sealed with the midnight cry. And there will be great joy for the five who were ready, whose lamps are still burning, who have oil enough for the coming of the bridegroom. They go out to meet him and join the wedding procession. They go into the new home prepared by the bridegroom, and the marriage feast begins, and they join in the joyful celebration. Their faith paid off. Their waiting paid off. Their wisdom paid off. The very wisdom that Jesus is sharing with you today and speaking to you, pouring out his Holy Spirit into this assembly right now with this wisdom. It's not hidden somewhere. But not all Christians will learn this wisdom from Jesus. For the five foolish virgins, it's too late when the midnight cry comes. They run here and there to try to find oil for their lamps. But while they're gone looking, the bridegroom comes. The procession passes them by. The procession enters the new home and the doors are shut. And the foolish virgins finally arrive and call in to the bridegroom, "Lord, Lord, open up for us." But he looks out from the inside and says, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you." So, watch, Jesus says, for you do not know the day or the hour. Now, five and five is not meant to tell us the exact percentage of Christians who will be prepared or not prepared at the coming of the bridegroom, but it's striking, isn't it, that Jesus certainly suggests with those numbers that there will be an awfully large percentage of Christians who will be foolish, who will not be wise, who will be unprepared to meet the bridegroom when he comes. Five and five, look around you. Will every other person that you see be unprepared to meet the bridegroom when he comes? Will you? As we close out this church year, this week, I want you to ask yourself, do you know Jesus better at the end of this church year than you did at the end of last church year? Are you better acquainted with the Bible stories that tell you about your God? Do you pray more often or less often? Are you more humble in your interactions with others, or are you more self-interested? More compassionate or more bitter? Watch, Jesus pleads with his disciples, for you do not know the day or the hour. When the midnight cry sounds and the bridegroom comes, then the fate of those who are unprepared and impenitent will be sealed forever. When the midnight cry sounds, they will try to muster up their faith from the depths of their soul and bring it back out of their memory banks. They will try to rekindle the fire of faith that went out, but they won't be able to, because faith doesn't come from within you. It comes from outside of you. It comes through the ministry of word and sacrament. And when the midnight cry sounds, then the ministry will be closed. Then the pastor will not be able to absolve you any longer of your sins, nor can he administer the Lord's body and blood to you or preach the gospel of forgiveness to you ever again. You will have slept through the ministry that God placed in your midst, and you will truly know how foolish you were when you try to get into the wedding banquet and the bridegroom looks out at you from the inside and says, I don't know who you are. But the midnight cry hasn't sounded yet. It's not right now. It may be today, but it's not right now. Some of you are already wisely prepared and still preparing. Some of you surely are not. There still is time to become wise, time to repent, time to humble yourself, time to stop making excuses for following your sinful desires and for not following God's commandments. There still is time to be reconciled with your fellow believers. There still is time to purchase oil for your lamps, and it's free. It's the oil of the Holy Spirit that's given to you freely in the means of grace right here, right now. It's the oil of the Holy Spirit given in the forgiveness of sins in the Lord's Supper, offered to you right here, right now. It's not too late. And when the midnight cry comes, those who are wise, the prophet Daniel says, will shine with the brightness of the heavens. When the midnight cry comes and the bridegroom finally appears, then life will truly begin. The new home will finally be ready, and it's almost ready. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come, Jesus says. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. The midnight cry is coming. Prepare, ye virgins wise. Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.